Welcome to the Career Myths Podcast, where we separate fact from fiction in your career journey. I am your host, Jennifer Manghese, and today we're diving into a critical and often misunderstood issue, workplace bullies. If you've ever dealt with a workplace bully, or you want to ensure your work environment is supportive and healthy, this episode is for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the Career Myths Podcast on your favorite platform and follow us on social media for more myth-busting content. Now let's get started.
How would I define a workplace bully? Well, a workplace bully is generally someone who is just outright miserable. They are miserable with themselves, their lives, and they want you to be miserable too. And I have encountered many workplace bullies in my career. It is unfortunate that it is common to find them in the workplace, and they can exhibit this behavior in many different ways. Generally, it's with the intention to intimidate or to put others down, to give them a self-inflated feeling of power, to stroke their ego and humiliate or undermine colleagues or a group of colleagues. And workplace bullying can take the form of verbal, it can be physical, it can be social, or it can be psychological abuse. The characteristics of workplace bullying, if you're thinking about your current work environment and it feels toxic there, and you know that it is because of several people or one person in particular, and it just puts you on edge. Think about if they're doing this. Do they have repeated behavior? So usually workplace bullies have this pattern that they fall into where they're consistently doing some of these intimidation tactics, or they're writing sarcastic emails, or they're isolating people or pinning people against each other. Are you seeing repeated behavior? Is there an intention to cause distress? Are they inflicting pain or harm onto you or to others? And is there a power imbalance? And we're going to talk a little bit more about dynamics between workplace bullies and the target. But usually a bully in the workplace has some kind of power over the target. And it doesn't always mean hierarchical. And are they creating a hostile work environment? Like, does it feel toxic? How is it impacting the target's ability to perform their job well? Some examples of workplace bullying. This can, you know, you really have to look out for it. Some of it is very clear, obvious, you know, with the verbal abuse, there might be insults or name calling or derogatory terms or, you know, raising their voices, spreading rumors, gossiping about the person. Then with physical abuse, obviously that's something that's more threatening. So they might, I don't know, slide some papers off a desk, or they might do some other type of intimidation, slam things, slam objects, threatening gestures, damaging personal property of the person that they're targeting, or they might actually physically harm you. Socially, this can be, and I think this one is a little bit more difficult to look out for, but here are some of the signs. So if they are deliberately excluding you or others from meetings, conversations, or gatherings with the team, or, you know, if you're not the victim or the target, if they're doing that to someone else, if they are just completely dismissing someone or trying to separate them from the group or a group, if they are undermining someone's authority or assigning tasks that are just set up to make you fail, or taking credit for things that you have done, and now apparently it's their credit to boast about. And then with today's day and age, you know, with the way that we communicate very digitally, bullying can also be through emails. I mean, getting harassing emails, nonstop emails, sarcastic emails, or one of a bosses that I had many years ago, when they were upset, they would write their emails all in caps locks. So, you know, basically to make it seem like they're yelling at you. And workplace bullies have a very bad impact on the workplace. And it's sad because you can have people who generally love their job or they really like going to work. And then you have these people in the organization who are just trying to make things so hard and difficult for them that it creates this toxic environment where otherwise they would have just absolutely loved what they do. And with that impact, you know, you're affecting people's productivity. So they're not able to focus on their work because they're constantly living in this state of fear or thinking, oh gosh, this person is going to barge in here or write me a terrible email or raise their voice at me. And then, you know, people start to call out. They start to not show up. They suddenly have an illness or take a leave of some kind. This kind of bullying, it really leads to increased stress and anxiety for people, and they just don't want to be at work anymore. And then, of course, morale goes down because job satisfaction is low. Because people are afraid every day of what this person is going to say or do. And then people start leaving. I think that is the obvious impact of this. You can only take what you can take. And while you might love your job, if there's a bully and their behavior just continues, then sometimes it means you have to move on and go somewhere else. And so we're going to talk about some myths surrounding workplace bullies and how to address this type of behavior in the workplace. Our first myth is that tough management and bullying are the same. That is not the case. You can be a tough manager, so one that has set tight deadlines, has clear metrics, has one-on-ones with their team on a regular basis, is giving feedback consistently, and is firm in terms of what they will and will not accept, has set expectations for the team and your role and what you're expected to produce. You can be a tough manager without being a bully. Those two are very, very different. And I think that people that are bullies tend to think that they are tough managers when actually they're just a bully. So I will tell you a story because I am not I'm not exempt from this. And I think it's a learning process, really, especially when you become a new manager, about the way that you are managing your team or managing others. It's a style that you have to learn. And when I was out of undergrad and I found myself as a manager in a retail environment, I hadn't seen what a good manager looked like in any position that I had held prior to that one. And so, especially when you're younger, you mimic what is around you. And so if you've seen bad management and you think that that's how you're supposed to manage, then you might mimic the bad management. And it's a learning process. And so I remember that I had to tell someone on my team when they were taking their lunch break and what area of the store they were supposed to be covering for the day. And instead of going to go talk to them and just let them know, because they were kind of hiding and not doing their job, I just snapped. And I was like, okay, so you need to take your lunch break in 30 minutes. I don't want you to be on your lunch break for longer than the hour that you're allotted. And when you come back, I expect to see you in the fitting rooms. And I will never forget the face that this person made when I talked to them that way. They made this face like, I know she's not talking to me like that. And something inside of me just like sank, because I knew that what I had said was the wrong thing to say, in the wrong way to say it. And she called me bossy. And I remember thinking, that is not what she's thinking. She's thinking something else, another B word. Maybe bully, or maybe something else. But I really learned from that experience. And she was in the right to call me bossy. That was her way of kind of letting me know, like, the way you're talking to me is not how you should be talking to me. And I think that if you're in a management role and you're challenged with how to manage others, that you think about other ways besides using some of these bullying tactics to get through to your team. And it can be hard because every person is different. Every person responds to directions differently or tasks that are delegated to them differently. And you really have to understand your people to be able to do that successfully. So tough management can exist in an organization successfully without someone being a bully. And so the next time that you are giving directions to someone or delegating something to someone, think about the way you are delivering that message and the way that it is being received, because you could be exhibiting some of these bullying behaviors, something that I have experienced myself or that I have done myself, without realizing it. Our second myth is that workplace bullying is not as serious as other forms of harassment. If you think about other forms of harassment, so you can be harassed because of your race, because of your sexual orientation, because of your gender, because you have a disability. I mean, there's so many different reasons why you can be harassed. And now think about someone who's in that position, how they would feel if they were being harassed. You feel like you've lost all power in the situation. You feel small. You feel belittled. You have anxiety. It's a stressful situation. You might change the way that you're moving because you don't feel comfortable. Harassment of that nature is very, very stressful and can cause a lot of pain and harm. Now think about how you feel if someone is bullying you at work. Your productivity goes down. You're afraid to cross paths with them. You're afraid to have any kind of communication with them. You avoid them at all costs. You keep your conversations very short and just to what is needed. Nothing more than that. So in my opinion, I think workplace bullying and harassment are very similar. And you can't sue for someone being a bully, even though in this country it seems like you can sue for virtually anything. But unless someone is being a bully to you because of your race, your sexual orientation, your background, because you have a disability, etc., there really isn't much that you can do legally. However, the effect on a person is very similar in the way that they feel. And I think it is really unfortunate that workplace bullying isn't taken more seriously, because it really affects the mental health of workers to the point where it can make them not be able to perform their role and responsibilities. And if I know anything about the way that organizations function, is that an organization wants all of their employees to be functioning well and as productive as possible. And so if you have workplace bullying that has the adverse effect, it is affecting the bottom line. And I would think organizations, when it comes to the dollars and cents, are concerned about the bottom line. So it really is a mystery to me that workplace bullying isn't taken more seriously. But I think that it should be taken as serious as other forms of harassment because it is very similar in nature to other forms of harassment. Our next myth is that bullying can only happen in hierarchical relationships. That is not true. Bullying can happen everywhere in an organization. It can be peer-to-peer. It can be department-to-department. It can be your supervisor that's bullying you, and it might hit you differently if it's your supervisor. But it can be anyone for any reason. And you might have experienced this one. So a peer of mine at a point was trying to push me out of the organization and was just making things very difficult for me, would remove me from conversations or have very little conversations with me unless it absolutely was necessary, would go behind my back to my boss and speak badly about me.
would just make it very, very difficult for me to do my job. And it was unfortunate, but that was a form of workplace bullying. And it's funny to think about, because those that exhibit that type of behavior probably don't realize they're being bullies. Because the word bully is like, that's like, I'm not a bully. That's such a terrible thing to say about someone. But if you are making work an unhealthy place for a coworker or colleague, you are being a workplace bully. There was another situation that I was made aware of where coworkers were stealing items from other employees' lockers. Now, while it might seem like a harmless prank, and maybe the person who was targeted didn't take much mind to it, if they were friends or whatever, that is bullying. Taking someone's items out of their possession is bullying, and hiding them from them. I have been in situations where the entry level or starting level employees band together and try to almost do like a hostile takeover because they did not approve of management, and so they just try to make management's life as miserable as possible. So bullying can also be groups of people that are bullying one person or a group of other people. It doesn't have to be one-on-one. It can be groups. And it can be in any of the forms that I mentioned in the beginning. So it can be verbally, socially, taking away psychological safety in the workplace, I think, is also the main point that I want to drive across. So if somebody is coming to work every single day and they feel safe, they feel stability, they feel comfortable in their workplace, and now the bully comes along and shakes that up for this person, that is workplace bullying. So you have removed the psychological safety for someone. Someone who felt great about coming to work, and now they are walking on eggshells. They're tiptoeing around. They're afraid to speak up. They're afraid to do something wrong or make a mistake because they're going to get yelled at. And that can be, the bullying can take place from anyone in the organization. Just someone who is looking to make your life a living hell. When you are in a situation like that, the best thing to do is remove yourself, because I have rarely seen it get better. Our last myth is that reporting bullying will solve the problem. This one makes me very, very sad. Like we talked about other forms of harassment and how workplace bullying is very similar in nature. Reporting bullying, by the way, is a very difficult thing for someone to do. Because when you do that, you are putting yourself out there. You're making yourself vulnerable. And when you do that in an organization, it typically is going to be through the HR department or some other office that handles these incidents. And you don't know how the issue is going to be treated. Does your name have to be used? Even if you ask for it to be anonymous, a lot of times the person can figure out who it was based off of whatever details you've provided, right? So reporting, it's difficult in itself to report, to take that step. But then, if you are brave enough to take that step, then what happens when the organization does nothing? Now you've put yourself through all of this pain and suffering and mustered up the courage to report it, and now nothing happens to this person. I mean, it can just be so frustrating. So really, the best way to address workplace bullying is to tell the person that what they're doing makes you feel uncomfortable and the reasons why. If they tell you, this is how I am, deal with it, then you need to find your way out of there or out of that situation in another way. And it can really suck when you like your job and you don't want to go anywhere. I mean, it feels unfair that someone can bully you to the point where you have no other choice but to leave the organization or the department and be forced out, and nothing happens to them. They get to just walk around and continue to be a jerk. And it sucks. It totally sucks. But what I will say is this. Karma eventually makes its way around. So if you are someone who has unfortunately encountered this behavior in the workplace, I feel very confident in saying that one day karma will have its way. And the best that you can do is the best for yourself and what's right for you. So it's a journey, because you need to figure out what the answer to that question is, what you can tolerate. But if you have spoken to the person and they're refusing to make the change, or they hear you out somewhat and you see some changes, you want to give them more of a chance because you think their intentions are good and they're actually a good person, okay. But if none of these things work, you've reported the person, you've spoken to them about the behavior, you've had maybe other people advocate for you who you know have their ear, and they still don't want to change their behavior, you have to remove yourself from the situation, because that person is just going to continue to behave badly. And if it's affecting your mental health or your productivity or the way that you feel at work, then the best thing to do is to take care of yourself. And I wish there was more of a resolve for this type of behavior, because when I have seen it in an organization, it truly breaks my heart. I don't see the sense of it. I don't understand it. And if I ever catch myself behaving in any of these ways, I quickly check myself. Because I know how it feels to be on the other side of that. And if nothing else you have gained from this episode, I think it's that if you have never been in this situation yourself, but you are in a managerial role or do have others where you're delegating tasks to, or just, you know, in everyday work conversations, you're thinking about how you're speaking to people, how are you making them feel? Do they feel included? Do they feel empowered? Do they feel like they can do their best work when you are around? Just keep asking yourself that. As long as the answer to that question is positive and you think that the way that you're behaving in the workplace allows people to do their best work, then you are stopping bullying right then and there by being a role model to others. And so I will leave you all with that. Think about your behavior. Be a good role model to others. And if you feel yourself acting like a bully, cut it out. Tackle the critical issue of workplace bullying, uncovering the truth behind this pervasive problem. We started with an overview of how bullies create toxic environments for employees who otherwise love their jobs and emphasized that there is no place for bullies in the workplace. We defined what constitutes bullying and its detrimental impact. We debunked the myth that tough management and bullying are the same, highlighting the differences between firm leadership and intimidation tactics. We discussed the misconception that workplace bullying is not as serious as other forms of harassment, emphasizing that bullying should not be treated as a separate, less severe category. We experienced the myth that bullying can only happen in hierarchical relationships, explaining that it can occur in any workplace dynamic, whether between peers or involving subordinates and supervisors. Finally, we addressed the myth that reporting bullying will always solve the problem, acknowledging the difficulties in reporting bullying and the challenges in seeing effective action taken. I hope this episode has shed light on the realities of workplace bullying and provided valuable insights for creating a healthier, more supportive work environment. Remember, addressing bullying is a collective effort that requires awareness, action, and a commitment to fostering a respectful workplace. Until next time, I'm Jennifer Mangese, and this is the Career Myths Podcast. Thanks for listening.